Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, girlies. What the fuck's good? What's tea? What's juice? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. If you're watching the YouTube visual, which I highly encourage you to do so, you would notice a very cute and gorgeous, beautiful woman.
Hi.
This is my sister, cousin.
Don't call me sister, please.
My cousin, would you like to, you know, introduce yourself a little?
Wait, I can't do this yet. I'm not ready. Please, I want to kill myself.
Okay, well, I'll retract a little.
Oh, we're still going? We're still going?
We're winging it, girl.
Okay, fuck. Okay, first of all, sorry, audio listeners, for that. I just thought we were going to cut, and then we didn't cut. So I am Tali Slenterello, Slenty. Call me whatever you want. Just don't call me my dead name, bitch. Yeah, thank you for having me, Camo.
Of course. Honestly, I'm very excited about this episode because, well, for one, you're my bestie.
You're my bestie, too. Oh,
please. I'm the, okay, y'all don't understand. So I briefly mentioned last week how she was coming to Georgia. This bitch literally traveled on foot from L.A. to Georgia.
I hitchhiked a little, too.
Yeah, girl. She was out there just serving pussy for rides and shit.
Literally serving pussy. If you know, you know.
If you know. But now she's here. Literally, this is like a dream fucking come true, bitch.
No, it is.
I've
honestly
been so bored.
Well, I'll be real. We had this idea for me to come down to Georgia. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it was like a month ago or something. And, you know, I've been in LA for a year and I've been learning a lot. I've been experiencing a lot. I've been going through a lot, obviously. I mean, I don't look mentally well, but it's okay because it's so funny because I really am. But, you know, we had this idea a couple weeks ago, not me rambling. Well, you did say it's a rambling podcast.
Yeah, girl, ramble on.
Okay, well, listeners, like, I'm crazy. So anyway, you know, we had this idea for me to come down here and I told you that we weren't going to talk until we started filming this podcast. So we had a lot to talk about.
She was so for certain that we weren't going to speak for 2 full weeks. I'm not going to talk to you for 2 weeks, Camo.
Yeah, and
two
I wasn't.
2 whole weeks, okay?
I wasn't going to. And then you did talk to me.
Yeah, why?
Because you called me a lot. No, for real though. Like, I made a joke because I was on FaceTime with her, like leaving my little place that I'm staying at here in Atlanta. And I was like on my way to her and I was like, oh my God, remember when I told you we weren't going to talk? And I've literally talked to you, I think, every 5 minutes up until me knocking on your door that I'm here. But you know what? We still have so much to talk about because that's like one thing about us. I mean, we'll have conversations on the phone for like 6-7 hours at a time. And there are some minutes where it's silent, but then there's
But that's honestly though, that's how you know that you're comfortable with somebody when you can sit in silence and it's not like awkward.
I do agree.
Because I actually enjoy that. Like just knowing that you're there, even if we're like, because you're on your computer, I'm on my computer. We're business women being business women.
No, it's silent sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
We're working.
Somebody will walk in and be like, oh my God, like, are you still on the phone? And I'm like, yes, I am on the phone and I'm silent because it's silent time.
Yeah.
At 8:36, it's silent time. Be quiet. No, but I am really grateful to be here in Georgia. It's been kind of a culture shock for me, honestly. I know it's only been a year, but you know, it's my first time being in Georgia as like my true self.
Back in the South.
Oh, being in the South feels great. I'm sorry.
Does it? Okay, no, honestly, let's get into the contrast. Okay, girls, we don't have anything planned. This is just, we're straight up winging it. But I kind of love that. That's kind of like just became true to the show. Just fucking winging it. But it's,
I'm a listener. You do just wing it.
Yeah, honestly, because that's just me and everyday life, everything. So, I mean, why
would I not do
that?
It's real. It's
raw. Right. So we're just doing that. But, yeah, we're just going to get into some things that we get into.
And when we get into it, bitch, we're getting into it.
Exactly. So listen to what we're getting into.
And so let us get into it. No, but seriously, being in Georgia is such a crazy feeling. Like, you know, I grew up in Florida, the South as well. But, you know, when I lived in Florida, I was very different, girl. I was, you know, similar to you. We had very different upbringings, but very similar in the sense of like hustlers.
Yep.
We're not going to be like crazy poor.
Entrepreneurs.
Yes, very that. Very old stealing. Souls. Very selling what we stole.
Oh, we did do that. We did.
Only from like real department stores. Never a person. But
never.
Like,
see, okay. People try to fight me on this all the time. I was a thief with morals.
Right.
Okay? I was a klepto. I will admit. But one thing I can say, I had integrity. Right. I never stole from a friend, a family member, a random ass person.
You know what? I'm going to be real. I've stolen a couple things from some friends, but it's been weed.
Okay.
Just going to be real. I'm not that person anymore, but I've had a couple roommates. And if you're listening to this, I love you, girl. But, you know, if you left your weed on the table in the kitchen, that's a shared space.
It is. Like, okay. If they left it in the kitchen like that, sorry.
Right. You like, I wouldn't go in their room. I wouldn't go in their room. That's fucking weird. But, like, if it's on the kitchen table or whatever and I see a little nug, uh-oh. You know,
you were gonna smoke that, bitch. I was gonna smoke that.
Right, you put it in the shared space, girl. But yeah, so Florida was crazy. And when I went back to Florida for like the first time, you know, because I had to heal from that version of myself in Georgia before I could go back. But I didn't have a car in Florida, so I always wanted to go back to Florida with a car and just drive down my old town, you know. And so I have that similar feeling of being in Georgia right now because when I lived here and when you knew me, you know, I didn't really have this confidence. I didn't really like, you know, look the way I look now. And it's very empowering to me to go back. It honestly makes me enjoy the South more, not being a depressed, crazy, insane person. You know, I'm still insane, but not like.
No, I feel that entirely. I feel like now that we're just different women, we have a newfound appreciation for certain things, you know, and we can experience things differently because I can relate to that as well. Like, I don't hate myself as much as I used to. Like,
I still hate myself,
but there's duality to it.
No, yeah, duality.
We don't hate ourselves as much. You know,
I don't hate myself as. I hate myself the least amount that I've ever hated myself in the entire world.
Retweet that. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's still a level of like, oh, bitch, you're a fucking cow. But at the same time, I'm like, but you're a smaller cow.
Speaking of feeling like a cow, I have
You opened your girdle, didn't you, Mama?
I did take my girdle off. That was the scariest thing.
She's a girdle gal.
No, I am. So speaking of girdles and cows, I have always been historically very, like, you know, small in frame. You know, mm-hmm. Edie gang was good. Hope y'all are good out there. But no, I'm sorry. That's a really sensitive topic. But I feel mean, like,
but when you're an ED girly,
and when you're part of the ED gang,
you have a sense of humor about it. The fly, bitch, get out of here.
There is a fly running around the streets, but it's okay. It's okay. Honestly, the audio listeners, open your YouTube app right now and type in Unfazed and Unbothered, because it's really like an important thing. Girl, Camo's podcast gets the spotty views.
But not on YouTube. So go help her out, because you can't really Google the Spotify views. But when I see the YouTube views, girl, I'm like, whoa.
I know, but.
Whoa. But honestly, I hate the fucking visuals. I'm excited about this one. But like, if it's just me by myself, bitch, I'm sitting in bed. Like, what do you need to see? I'm just sitting
here. I like that. I like it, because I watch podcasts. I'm an avid podcast watcher. Actually, I'm not going to say who my favorite podcast is, because I have a really crazy story with these people that I met in LA. I think I told you the story.
Probably.
I did. About
a couple times.
Yeah. And so they're my favorite podcast, but I had a really weird interaction with them. It was crazy. Boots down. But I'm an avid podcast listener, watcher, but I don't prefer to listen to podcasts. Mm. I want to see the conversation. I like body language. I'm really into that. So I've only listened to your podcast on YouTube. This drive down, you know, I didn't actually hitchhike down to Georgia. That was a joke. I drove down here. I brought my two puppies with me, and, you know, I'm staying here for a month. And I listened to her podcast for the first time, and it actually changed my opinion about your podcast, even though I liked it. But you have such a good voice.
Thank you.
And I was, like, thoroughly, like, relaxed when I was driving. I was like, period, bitch.
Let me put you to sleep.
Well, I'm driving, so I hope not.
Okay, actually, if you're driving, wake up.
Yeah.
Grab a Red Bull.
Pinch your pussy, bitch.
Something. Oh, yeah, girl.
I got the fly. Sorry.
I just pinched my pussy.
Good.
Please, was it on my drink?
My throat. Did you just hear my throat noise? Girl, audio listeners, I'm so sorry. Okay, let's talk about something fun. Mm. So.
Wait. Oh, that was disgusting.
She just took a big sip of her.
It was a baby sip, but it was like nothing but Don Julio.
Because that's all that's left, honey. You didn't mix this.
Just separated. I need another piece of gum, but I just don't want to be smacking.
Girl, you throwing the microphone down. Okay, this is the most, like, literally poorly planned podcast ever. And if you guys would have known the trials and tribulations that we went through to even, like, get to this part of filming. I told her, I said, when I show up, like, I want you to already have, like, be filming your beginning segment. I'll knock on the door and enter. She goes, like, oh, yeah, great idea, great idea. Girl, it's been 3 hours and we've been trying to set everything up. I left a door open. Now it flies in here. Like, girl, it's so too much.
Yeah, but we're just, like, this is what happens every time we get together, though.
Oh, yeah. I know.
This is just so true to us. Like, it takes an act of Congress to get the fucking wheels turning.
What does that even mean?
Like, literally,
it requires... Like, January 6th?
Yes.
Because I don't support that. I don't want it to take an act of Congress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
It just means, you know, it requires, like, a whole lot.
Like, you know what I'm talking about with January 6th?
Girl, yes. The motherfucking crackers who were climbing the wall.
Whoa.
Hey, Bones.
So a cat
let's get into
bed.
It. Them fucking crackers.
Okay. So
I
wait.
I can say that, right? I'm white.
Well, let's ask the audience. I don't know. But also, back to my girdle.
She's a girdle gal.
Back to my girdle. So I was back to ED gang, okay? Let's reel it back in, because we ramble, we rant, we ramble on this podcast here.
We do.
At Camille's house, okay?
Kamisha Reynolds.
Kamisha Reynolds. Do they know about that?
So on
Wait, we can't Nintendo, rant and ramble. I have to talk about my fucking girdle. Like, please.
Wait. Okay. Oh, sorry. We're going to jump top. So, Nintendo, if you want to add me on Switch, Kamisha Reynolds, per back to the girdles.
Back to the girdles. So, you know, ED gang, rise up. I have been particularly small, you know, my whole life. And I'm aware, but I just, you know, body dysmorphia is real. Whatever, girl. That's not really the point. That's not what I'm saying. But I've always had a very particular diet. You've always known me. I've been very vegan. I've been very, you know, I'll have chicken every now and then. I've never, like, held to a, like, a set label of that. But, you know, I like to eat healthy. I like my lettuces. I like my green juices. I always have.
And a lot of cookies and snacks.
Well, there are bender days, and that's my ED gang rise up. You know what I'm saying?
No, I literally ate an entire box of Snickers ice cream bars last night.
Yes. And you know what? I would do it too. And it's scary. But, you know, but like the majority, like I have an idea of my diet, but I do have a sugar addiction. So, but since starting my transition, you know, I'm a couple months into hormones and really like a lot has changed, truly. Like maybe not really, but.
No, there's a lot of change. Even just like watching it happen over face, I was like, okay, bitch, you're growing. Like her titties. They're tits. Like, there's actual boob meat.
I know.
Like, what?
I'm really into it, too. I mean, like, every day I wake up and I really am seeing more of my body that I'm like, oh, wow, bitch, this is who I wanted. But the hormones are making me so hungry. I have been eating burgers, In-N-Out. I have been, you know, I just love meat all of a sudden. And I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's making my ass thick as fuck for you saw
she's
earlier.
Gonna be nicely shapen.
I know it's fat redistribution with estradiol. Let's get into it
mama. Yeah, let's talk about it. What are some changes that you've felt, you've noticed in your pussy just in general since starting these pills?
I do want to have a disclaimer because, you know, hormones are not a magic pill. They're not gonna just change everything about you. They're not going to fix your life. Transitioning is not something, because I think there's like, transitioning is a hot topic right now. You know, there's a lot of debate and discourse about it. And in my opinion, you know, I have struggled with my gender my entire life. I came out as trans when I was 15. I retracted because, you know, hard life and she had things to steal. She didn't want to worry about transitioning right then. No, I'm kidding. But, there is like this stigma in within the trans community that if you're like a cis girl listening, you probably don't know about this, but you know, there's like a thing in the trans community of like, oh, a girl gets on hormone pills and automatically thinks that like everything's changing about her life and blah, blah, blah. And like, I will say that I felt that in the initial, cause I was like, oh my God, like a week after I started hormone pills, I called you and I was like, girl, I'm such a woman.
Yeah. But in a sense though, at the same time, it's maybe a little placebo, but it's
no,
like,
definitely.
It's you're headed in the right direction and you're like, you've made it this
something.
Far
yeah.
And you're like, holy shit, I just like started a quest,
I
a
agree.
Journey.
No, it was really like a battle that I won. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't the war, but it was a battle when I finally got my hormone pills. Cause you know, I went through a lot of problems with my insurance and everything.
Yeah. It was, it took a while to get it going.
It did, girl. And it was really stressful. So when I finally got on it, I was like, ecstatic. But so I don't want to like preach to people listening like, oh, you're going to take hormones and it's going to magically fix your life. Like that's not true. Go to therapy. You know what I mean? Like that will change your life. But for me, like since I've been on hormones for a couple months now, like the things that I have noticed are I'm not really like, I mean, I'm an emotional person, but I don't think I cry a lot, you know, but I do feel more cryy, if that makes sense. Like I haven't ever been a cryy person. You've seen me cry, but like that's just because you're my bestie. Like I don't think any other person on this earth has seen me cry besides.
I will say I've seen you cry more.
Yeah,
lately.
since starting my hormones, right, which is like, I'm not trying to be stereotypical and be like women cry, but that's not what I'm trying to say.
No, but that is a side effect that I've heard from a lot of my sisters out there.
My skin is softer. And that I love. My veins have, I don't know what happened to them. But like, if you remember when we went to LA the first time together, we went to LA and we took that photo in front of that wall and my.
With you smoking the bowl?
Yeah, with my pink little overalls. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? And my veins of my leg were so crazy. I remember looking at that photo and like I facetuned them.
Yeah, no, your legs have they're not as, what's the word?
Like, veiny, muscular.
They're not as like sculpted.
Yeah.
If you will.
I know. And it's been like, it's the little things like that. I have cellulite.
Sister.
I know. Which a lot of people, you know, I've had conversations with cis women and they're like always talking down on their cellulite. And to me, like I grew up in the wrong body. I grew up like idolizing women, right? Like being like, I love femininity. I can't say that word. Sorry. And I remember like seeing cellulite and thinking like, wow, that's such a strong woman. Like she grew things, like she gave birth to a baby. Like cellulite to me is such a beautiful thing. It just means like growth and like strength to me, in my opinion. Like we're all allowed to feel how we feel about our bodies. I'm not trying to say that we can't do that. But I have cellulite on my like tit, like from right here, because it's growing.
You mean stretch marks?
Yes. Or whatever it is. Whatever it's called. No, because
Because I'm like, cellulite, ew, but stretch marks.
No, actually, yes, I think
I love stretch marks.
No, I think it's, I think the word I meant for was stretch mark. No, it definitely is. I just,
I mean, some people like cellulite.
No, actually, I take it back.
That's where it's like your thighs are looking like craters. No,
I, like cottage cheese. I take it back. Girl. I'm not looking.
I was thinking, girl, where's the cottage? Girl, because it is not given that.
No, okay. Everybody, I'm a dumb, stupid fucking cunt. And that's another side effect. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I actually meant stretch marks that whole time. So
I love stretch marks.
No, me too. I think they're beautiful. Like I would even get white ink tattooed over my stretch marks.
Okay.
No, I won't. But fuck. Me trying to be such a fucking ally. I'll get white ink tattooed. She wants to be
different so bad.
She does.
No, but honestly, like stretch marks, I feel like scars, stretch marks, imperfections, flaws, if you will, every one of them is a story. Right. And like my stretch marks, they represent like the big difference that I've made in my physical many times. But also, like, there's, like, little, like, I have a scar on my chest from where I had to get a port. Yes,
you went through a lot. And, like, that scar is a tattoo. It's a story.
Right.
And I feel the same way, like, you know, not to get so crazy deep on this podcast.
Girl, do it. Get as deep as you want.
But, you know, growing up, I was very fucking fucked up. And, you know, I had a crazy life, moved out at 12. You know, I went back periodically, you know. It wasn't like they kicked me out. It was like they were fucking crazy.
She was a rebel.
Or I just wanted to be in a safe place.
Get into it, girl. Do you want to dive into that?
I mean, we can do a little bit. Yeah, sure. But back to like the scars. I was just so over my life. And I have a lot of scars on my arm. And people over the years always point them out. Or they say like, why don't you put tattoos over them or get scar removal? And like, to be honest, I would never do that again. But I wouldn't change that I did it. Do I think it like, I'm not promoting it. I don't think it's smart. I think go to therapy, girl, please. But like I look at them and I remember what I came from. You know, yeah. I'm like, wow, I remember being in that place doing that and look at where I'm at now. I'm not saying go scar your fucking body. That's not what I'm trying to say. Like, is what I'm saying making sense?
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying though. It's like, it's a story. And that's your story. It's part of your story. So when you see it, you're like, holy shit. Once upon a time, I hated myself. I hated mm-hmm. life. I was miserable. I wanted out. And now it's like, I'm starting to find a level of peace. Like, that is a story that represents an era that I like am no longer.
Well, you've seen the scars on my arm, though. Yeah. They're not like very little girls. No, they're not. Like pretty crazy deepness. And, you know, I've never had somebody like, maybe this is something you can relate to. When we worked serving jobs, those girls get so into your life sometimes, you mm-hmm. know? I have never been in a situation outside of serving where somebody has asked me about the scars on my arm, but I would be serving and like putting an order in at the fucking POS station, and a girl would grab my arm and go, "Don't ever do this again. You're so beautiful." And I'm like, first of all, you're 50. Second of all, like, stop. Like, what gives
Please,
you...
Please, I'm uncomfortable.
No, right. Like, I don't know you like that. Like, what is it about, like, a trauma bond that these fucking people, like, have with you at serving that they feel like can ask you questions like that? Like, did you ever have that?
Yeah, no. I feel like that's just, like, people in general, when you work with them or, like, you're around them, they just kind of, like... I guess they feel like they have the green light to be all up in your pussy. But I don't like that. Don't bring... It would be different, like, if they... were fresh wounds, but they're clearly scarred over and like clearly old. So I just like, to me personally, I think it's just not good etiquette to try to bring attention to something that is so traumatizing. Like obviously anyone who's cut themselves, who has recovered from that, they don't want to fucking think about it and keep seeing it and keep being reminded of it. So it's like, bitch, you know, it's a scar.
No. You
There's
know
not
what
blood
it is.
Coming out of it. It's not like a red. Like,
no, the way it's obvious what it is. Yeah. And so like any time in my life that I've noticed even a fresh scar, girl, I've kept it quiet and I've tried to support that person in a different way. Bringing attention to it is so weird to me. You know, be there for that person instead. Right. You know, do it subtly. Don't be like, honey. Right. Are you good? That makes me want to crawl into a fucking hole. Also, Nana's talking about literally scarring her body. Like, girl, let's move on.
Like, you know what? Christ. On this note, we're going to go on a break.
Okay, yes. On the note of scarring, we're going to go on a break. Oh, and also, before we go on a break, Camo is zooted the boots down.
I really fucking am.
I love to smoke too, but I wanted to do a Stark before and after. So I have not been high at all. So we're going
to
go outside.
I thought it would be a great idea to get high before, in the intermission, and after.
Well, I know, because I told Camo, I was like, oh my God, what if we do it like sober at first and then we do it after the break? And she goes, that's a great idea, but let's do it pre, middle, and after.
And let's also incorporate some Don Julio.
I love the Don Julio idea. I really do. But we're going to go on a break now, so...
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girls, we're back.
Hi, it's been 3 hours.
Yeah, we took a little extended break, a little intermission. Here we are, completely different get-ups.
I know, new outfits, new auras, new vibes.
New pussies.
Some things have happened.
A lot of things. We also ordered pizza. It's on the way from Night Owl. Because we're night owls.
Tonight we are, girl. Most of the time, actually. And the way that we've maintained a friendship being... Because I don't really think time applies to us, honestly, in like the way we live our lives, you know? And we call each other just all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Like, whenever we do, we do. We just don't care. I've never even... A lot of my friends in Georgia, I recognize the time difference, you know? Because they work like normal jobs or they do normal things every day. But every time I call you, you're just doing this. So it's like... And so am I, in a different bed, you know, in L.A.
Yeah.
So it works out good.
We're just posted, you know?
We have to be.
I am very...
high?
Grass-faded, yeah.
Drunk? Yep. I'm not even that drunk anymore. I think I'm just, like, waiting for food. You know what I mean? You know that vibe when you drink and then you're done drinking and you're like, where is carb?
Where is carb?
That's what I'm wondering. Because, you know, sometimes you like are missing a brain cell, so you forget how to, anyway, just move on from that.
You know, I wish we had Snickers ice cream bars.
I don't. Are you my fucking grandma? Girl.
They fucking eat, bitch.
You know what eats?
Me eating them.
No, but you know what really eats? Mm. My homemade Pop-Tarts.
Wait a second. You were supposed to fucking bring me one, you fake-ass bitch.
Girl, you think I was going to do that? Where is my...
Yes.
I ate it. No, I ate it, yes. Girl. I was about to travel across the fucking country with a goddamn Pop-Tart for you.
But you said you would.
Girl, I say a lot of things. I didn't mean it. I meant I would make... I'm going to make you some while I'm out here.
What if that was just beginner's luck and they suck?
Well, then I hope you tell me in a nice way, in a way you can criticize. But also, I can never make you the persimmon ones because that's you guys. So in LA, there's a persimmon tree on the property and
on the manor.
On the manor. And yeah, I picked a persimmon from the tree, made jam. And yeah, I used the jam and my persimmon Pop-Tart as like the filling. And it was so good, bitch.
If y'all missed the photos.
Ooh, I won't insert one because I don't know how to do that. And neither will you.
Yeah, girl, don't.
But, oh, you know what? We should do a video baking.
That's a great idea.
Would you guys be into that? Your cat is fucking hollering.
She's fucking in heat.
She needs to get fucked.
She needs to get fucked, but the boys,
ew, their girl, balls this is our Shane chopped. Dawson moment. No, this is not going to be our Shane Dawson moment.
Well, we're not fucking the cat.
Okay, well.
The cats could be fucking the cat.
I know, but I don't think we should talk about her business like that. Because what if she doesn't want to? What if she's just like, girl, because honestly, I'm really horny, but I don't want to get fucked. We're like the opposite right now. You're like really horny and you want to get fucked.
Whoa.
Do you not?
I mean, who doesn't?
Me. I don't want to.
What?
I'm actually not even really horny.
Okay.
It's the hormones.
I don't know. It just sounds so great to be bred.
Girl.
And fed.
I hope nobody is listening to this in the car with their fucking child.
Let's get into it, girl.
Girl, I mean, being late night hour, bread fed.
We're on demon time right now, girl.
Not you learning what demon time
is. Yesterday.
This bitch was on live and somebody was like, well, first of all, why would this person ask this question? This is such a weird question to ask. Camo, are you always on demon time? And yes, bitch, I was driving to Georgia and I was watching this live and I was commenting it. I love watching Camo's lives. I'm such a supportive friend. Anyway, and they asked, Camo, are you always on demon time? Sorry, with the fucking emoji, the purple emoji. And then you were like, I don't know what that is. I was like, girl.
I've heard like people say it in rap songs, but like.
For someone who's always on demon time.
Wait a minute, girl. What? I'm not.
Be fucking for real. Girl, every time. You know what is so fucking annoying about you? Is we talk consistently, right? We have a very consistent communication. Do we always talk about stuff? No. Is it silent? Yes. But, you know, we have a vibe. We're always talking. And then there's just random times honestly every other day where you go off the grid for like 12 hours and then I'll call you and you're in the best mood. You're like, hey girl, how are you? And usually if I call you and you haven't gotten fucked, you're like, move out of the way, just to random people in the car. You know what I mean? But after you've been fucked, you're like, go on, girl. Like, and you'll say shit like, when people just don't let people go, it's so annoying. But then other times you're like, girl, I'm fucking going, bitch, because you haven't been fucked. So yeah, I just know you just like go off the grid, babe. It's fucking crazy. You fucking, ever since you've gotten this place, girl, you are an open hole.
She's making all of this up.
Okay. Girl.
Except the fucking part. I mean, girl, you're right. When you get fucked, you just feel on top of the world.
Yeah. I mean, true.
You know?
I mean, yes, I've experienced.
It's empowering.
No, it is.
It just feel.
Ooh, since we're in our call our daddy era, let me say, sex, yeah, when feeling my feminine, like, pussy. Oh, not even. I didn't mean. I meant pussy, like, aura. I don't mean, like, physical SRS. But, you know, sex, you know, since being authentically myself and feeling super in tune. Girl, I would recommend feeling in tune before you fuck because, damn. Mm-hmm. It's few and far in between when I'm, you know.
In demon mode.
Right.
Demon time.
I'm more in my business mode.
I feel that entirely.
You feel the duality of business mode and demon time.
Girl, cut it out.
Girl, don't act like there's not a dildo right in front of this door. Are you okay, though, girl? You did have a really big shock to your system. And I'm not even being dramatic. I don't know if you want to talk about it. You probably don't.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. I respect that. But I'm here for you.
But I think, like, a problem that I have is I go through things and I don't process them. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't even processed that. I'm pretending I didn't read it.
Well, that's good for right now. It's compartmentalizing. I do think it's healthy. Like, when my aunt died on the night of that yacht party that I was hosting, and I was like, you know what, girls? Let's have a good time, because there's a lot of money on this yacht. So, I get it. Sorry, that wasn't a good time to
No, see. But, I mean, you're right. I shouldn't let it ruin the moment. Because we have such a vibe going. Bitch, it's been a great fucking night.
But also, emotions don't ruin the moment. I think that's just my toxicity, because, like,
but think about it,
I'm harder on myself.
Energy of 30 minutes ago, and then this fucking dumb stinky bitch.
Well, I'll be real, you weren't that high energy.
No, but I was happy.
You were happy, yes, and we were vibing, and we were still.
I was just fucking drunk and high.
Yeah,
so I was a little slowed down.
I agree,
but I was still like, you know, hee hee ha ha hoo hoo.
No, right, but also, like, feel comfortable to tell me your emotions too. You know, we did have a good gorgeous talk too. It's like a lot of us are in our 30s. Not me, but a lot of people are. And so I just feel like
I'm approaching it.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Girl, literally, I turned 28 yesterday.
I know. And I literally walked on foot to come see you. And you're not going to let stinky, fucking awful. Oh, him listening. Sorry. XOXO kisses. I hope you're doing okay. For real. I'm just trying to be a good friend, a good girl to my sister, my cousin, I mean.
Honestly, I love you for that.
Right, I'm just telling you what you need to hear.
No, honestly. And you that's what you do. You keep it going with your sister.
I'm F-R-E-E. That means I ain't gotta worry about no. And I'm S-I-N-G-L-E again. Got me hanging out the window with my ratchet ass friends.
T.
Yeah. Sweet sister. I'm here for a month, girl. Let's be girls. I'm sad we didn't go to dinner tonight.
Yeah, but there's just so many more dinner nights ahead.
Oh, I know, girl. The way we need to go to Seasons 52 and break a wine glass again, mm-hmm, while I'm toasting. That was crazy. I can't believe that happened. I don't know if anybody has ever had this happen to them before, but actually, right when Camo started filming this podcast, you know, a year ago or something, and it was, you know, she charted something simple, something light. Number, what was it, 3?
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 in the world of podcasts or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, something. So I was like, girl, let me take you out to dinner, hoe. So I spent like $300 on this bitch. I said, let's get
it some. It was a great night.
It was. We had drinks flowing and the, you know, the carbs were going. And it was a great, great dinner. But anyway, I wanted to make a toast. And you know, Camo and I, we're silly. We're crazy girls. And if you don't know, now you do. And I wanted to do a toast, and she had her camera out. She started filming me, and I stood up on the fucking chair, the booth that we were in front of the whole restaurant, and I said, excuse me.
Ding, 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 ding,
and I went to clink the glass, the knife to the glass. Girl, I was drunk as fuck, put too much pressure. Wine goes everywhere.
The glass exploded.
Everywhere, girl.
Glass everywhere.
Everyone's looking at me. And you know what? I was in my rich era. I had
put the money down and fucking walked out.
No, girl. I knew that it had to have been like $300.
Well, we already had the receipt. It was towards the end. But like,
I don't think we did, girl. I really don't think we did, because I remember being like, oh my God, I have to get out of here right now. Like, we have to go. We didn't have the receipt. And I put down $400 on the table, and then we fucking left.
You might be right.
Yes. Because I remember being like, girl, I don't know how much it was. But I know it could not have been more than $300.
No, actually, now that I think about it, I think you're right.
I know I'm right. So you don't have to think about it. I already did it for us.
You know she's a fucking dementia doll.
We were talking about that. Because that also is something that I learned recently. So there's a controversial YouTuber out there. Ooh, not a switching up on this fucking podcast. Purr. There's a controversial YouTuber named Blair White, who talks on trans issues and a lot of other issues. And, you know, there's a lot of thoughts and opinions about her on the internet. She has a lot of political views that I don't stand with, but I still respect her as a trans woman. And there are things that I do align with like, you know, trans issues, certain ones, not every single one, you know, but girl, where the fuck was that going?
You tell me, sister.
Wait. Oh, dementia. That's crazy.
Exhibit A.
No, that's crazy. Okay. So, and I was watching, cause you know, I like to learn things about, I like to know all perspectives of the trans community to see where everybody comes from, every walk of life. I think it's interesting. I want to always, you know, respect people in the trans community and like make sure every side is heard. So anyway, she has a lot of detransitioners on her podcast. And through that, I learned about a lot of side effects taking hormones does, and how it is like something that you have to think about when you take hormone pills. And like, I love my doctors, but none of them even told me any of the girl. It was honestly like, it was hard for my insurance for me to get hormones. But when it comes to a doctor, I just saw a doctor and said, I'm trans, which is good. But also like, you know, it's a big thing.
Yeah, I think they're just like eager to prescribe, because honestly, even my doctor that prescribed me the Adderall, like, I mean, I was honest on my test, and she was like, is this for real? Are these answers legit?
No, right,
like,
me too. Yeah.
But it was like, there wasn't like, I mean, I didn't any take a thorough, test, but, like,
yeah, investigation.
Right.
No, I agree. And like, you know, she said, back to my main point though, is like the thing that there is certain studies out there that say, and I don't have the fucking citing, girl. I'm not that girl. I'm literally laying in a bed in a blanket, just regurgitating something that I was told. So maybe I'm a sheep. Okay, bah. But she had somebody on there that said that taking hormones, there's a increase of people in the trans community who have dementia early on, you know? And there's like a certain percentage in the world of people who have dementia. And of that percentage, it's like a small percentage too. And of that percentage, the majority of it is trans people. And I don't remember the fucking numbers, but like, it's pretty crazy, you know? And like, dementia runs in my family, yours too. And like, it's just something to think about when you take.
Dementia does not run in my family.
You told me it did.
No.
Wait, what?
That is your dementia showing up.
Oh my God. Fierce.
Mm-mm. I did say that I worry about dementia.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
But.
Well, here I go, adding you into my shenanigans.
Once again.
I just want to be fucking dementia with you one day. Like, I just do. I just feel like we'd have fun. But, right. Yeah, you should just always know that there's, you know, you should do your own research when it comes to taking hormones, because luckily in my case, like, it's who I want to be, and it's, I'm not, you know, manic, but I can see how some people in today's day and age would.
Well, I think
young people specifically, I'm not saying.
Yeah, because it does seem like a bit of a fad now, like, it's kind of turned trendy.
It's just so situational,
to be
though,
queer
too.
And to be trans, and just queer really in general.
Right. I think there's always been a big number of people who have been part of like the queer community, but I just think we're more accessible to it. But I'm talking about like younger people specifically. I just think like, you know, I was very impressionable as a kid. I mean, I fucking did Xanax at 12 with random people just because they told me to. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, girl, I just think every situation in the queer community is just so individual, though. It's hard to make laws for that because everything is so such. Because look at people like Kim Petras who transitioned young. I don't know her personally.
She was the first trans person that I ever, like, found out about.
Me too.
Like, I can hear her interview in my head. It's so crazy.
I can see it. Then, I can't hear it.
From Tim to Kim. The way they dead named her like that.
Did you just dead name her?
But like, I'm just saying, like, it's just crazy. Okay, I'm so sorry. Kim, I love you.
But also, I did that was her dead name.
Yeah, girl. That's they said that so boldly and like proudly back then. And she's just sitting there 14 or 15 hours. She was like the youngest.
That's a crazy trans girl. That would make me fucked up, honestly.
Girl, yes. I just remember seeing that and being so young. I was in like 8th or 9th grade. When I was discovering, you know.
Yeah, I was.
Transgenderism.
I was younger than that, but I was in the bathroom of my grandma's house, staying with her for like a week or something. And I was in the shower. And you know I take long showers, which mm-hmm. I love my time. I always have and I always will. And I was on the floor of the, not of the shower, but like letting the steam soak me up. Girl, I was in my sauna era. Mm. Okay, I was like maybe 8 or something, 7, 10, 9. Girl.
She was getting steamed.
She was steaming something. And I remember seeing it and being like so fascinated and watching all trans content of Kim Petras. Kim. Yeah. I don't remember the context of like what the video was, but I remember just being enamored and being like, wow, you know, and being very interested and you know, feeling how I felt and being like, is that what it is? But then doubting myself for years and then telling myself yes and telling myself no. And then, you know, it's a journey for every single person. And now I've healed so much of my mental health that I'm like, it's good. And I'm glad that I had the sense to like go to my own therapy. But like the fact that you can just do this change to your body so easily is a little concerning to me. But that's just my controversial take. I'm sorry.
I think that people should definitely have a well-educated
about anything.
Or should be educated before they make any type of decision.
Yeah, not even just hormones.
A well-informed.
Like, let's say even when, not, can I bring up like when you were, you know, going through your sickness?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to know. But like when you were going through that, you know, I'm sure there were certain decisions and treatments that you had to think about of what the pros and the cons were and like what, how you would
There's
handle
trade-offs.
That. There, yeah. Yeah, with
no,
anything.
No, that is
in
true.
Life.
I had to sit in like at least 4+ hour seminars where I was just watching all of these. This could happen 30 right. years down the road, 20 years down the road. This right. problem, that problem, this problem. It was all a trade-off.
I agree. And like, you're glad you did it because you're living a better life and you're living, period, you know?
No, literally, I wouldn't be if I didn't go through with that.
I know. And it's hard that you went through that, but it's like I mean, I'm not here to speak on you, but from what I've heard, from what you're telling me and everything, you've learned so much through that and you became, I'm not saying you, like, people don't want that kind of stuff, but like when you're forced to go through a hard situation, you know, like I wouldn't choose, I'm so grateful to be trans, but like I wouldn't choose it if I didn't feel
no,
it.
I mean, if obviously if like given the power and control, Marina, to make these decisions for ourselves, obviously we wouldn't like, I wouldn't have gone through that, and I'm sure we would.
But then it's like hard because I'm
a more conventional life.
I really love our outlook on life, honestly, and like.
Well, yeah, but we had to make the most of it.
I know,
to get where we're at today. Like, we've been through so much, and like just being a queer person in general is such a separate experience. Like when I talk to like my heterosexual family, especially the older generation, like they almost seem as if like I'm being dramatic or like there's no way these things happen because I've never seen gay people or trans people bullied.
Or
you don't go through it every day.
Actually though, a lot of in what I've like seen, a lot of old people go, oh, well, I had a phase like that too, or something like that. I'm like, honey, you're a tranny. Like, you didn't just want to be a boy your whole life, but you were just a girl, so you stuck through it. No, baby, you wanted to transition, but you were so scared because of the societal norms, and we're breaking these things. And I love all the progress we made. Listen, I'm not trying to say like, oh, I don't blah, 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 blah. Like, I think people should transition if they need to transition, but like a little pushback sometimes is good. So you can really think about why you want to do something. Cause you know, being trans is not, oh God, I'm about to get canceled. Okay. Being trans, in my opinion, I'm not trying to be a cis woman. I'm trying to feel comfortable in my skin. You know, I'm a woman, I'm a trans woman, and it's a separate experience. We do have a lot of similarities, you know, and I relate to a lot of my cis girlies and I love them, and they have such a story too, you know, and they have a hard life. I'm not saying there's like a one's harder than the other, but like, you know, I don't know what it's like.
It's a different type of hard.
Right. I don't know what it's like to be born a girl and to be in a room at 6 years old and be like perceived. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know that. I know what it's like to be born a boy and transition and, you know, to have the thoughts of gender questioning and to love what I love and like to be perceived how I want to be perceived in this world, you know? But yeah. Is that a good thing to say or? I got scared and lost my train of thought.
No, I started zoning out and thinking about the traumatic experience I experienced before going live. And now I kind of...
Live?
Not live. Live. Hey.
And, girl, this is not Good Morning America. Like, I'm sorry, we're not live. Hey.
Where did we just... What just happened?
Well, I went into a tangent about trans issues and I kind of lost my train of thought, and I hope I didn't get canceled in that, but I'm done talking about it. Go to therapy.
Oh, okay. No, here's the thing. I don't think what you said is wrong or insensitive by any means, because
like, who am I to fucking tell people? Like, girl, been outly trans for a year. Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, but at the same time, you came out as trans when you were what, 14?
15.
So
and then I retracted it.
But still, but deep down, you've always known. And you've always felt like that. So I don't think that, like, just because you've publicly announced something. I mean, like, we were queer before we ever came out, you know?
Right. And it's just so funny, though, looking back, because we were so, like, there was an era where we were so vehemently, like, no. You know what I mean? Where it's like, girl. It was
pride.
I know. It's giving, like, but shut also, the like, fuck up, tranny.
But, like, honestly, having, like,
talking about myself.
Having, like, a level of shame, of, like, or... You know, just like kind of hating yourself, but you're just like, this is who I am. So I just have to accept it. And because right. I can't change it, I'm going to be so prideful.
That's because of literally the same way our grandparents were. Like, it's trained in us, like ancestrally, to like do this and societally. But like, we are breaking barriers. And like, that's what I was saying. I do want people to like, I love the trans community. I think it's such a beautiful, devastatingly beautiful. Like, there's a lot of hard truths about the trans community with like our history and you know all of it and the deaths still today, you know. It's just, I mean, every day a trans person dies, I feel like. And somebody, one of my friends on Instagram, Eves, his Instagram is The Eavesdropper, he does a really good job at sharing trans lives and people who've passed away, and you know, black trans women, who's like, that's the number one sub or category of people who die. You know, and it's just so, it's so scary. So I do want people to feel safe to come out as trans, but it's hard. It's hard out here for a tranny.
It really is. So make sure that any decision you make
is informed.
Very well informed.
With anything, not just trans.
Yeah, that's just everything in life.
Should we take a hit of the ball?
Why not?
And recalibrate our pussies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, we've been filming for 30 minutes.
Let's check on the pizza.
There for 30 years.
Girl, yeah, check on that phone.
All right, girls, we are back. We're going to wrap this week's episode up. It's been a whirlwind all over the place. It's been a long one, but I thoroughly enjoyed this episode. It was so fun, lighthearted. The vibe was immaculate.
We went through a lot of vibes, honestly.
We went through a lot of things too.
I know, and I really enjoyed this as my first like podcast experience. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming, girl. You literally traveled across the entire goddamn country.
I know,
from one coast to another.
A couple of different coasts, actually.
That's insane.
I know, because I was...
And that really warms my heart. It's like, I know I'm a silly girl, but my pussy is tingling with excitement.
Oh, my God.
And my heart is warm.
I'm glad.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, good. Well, girls, that wraps it up. You heard it here first.
I love you.
I love you, too. But I'm glad the visual is not on, because that was an awkward moment.
It was.
Just kidding. It wasn't awkward.
It was.
No, but seriously, thank you for having me, and I hope that I can come back.
No.
Well, I'm going to be here for a month, so maybe maybe I'll swindle my way into the next one. I don't know.
We'll see.
But yeah, bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.